It's 107.7 The Bone, baby. You and Chaz here. We're out here backstage at Shoreline for this year's Vans Warped Tour. Chaz, it's been an amazing day so far.
It really has.
But just one person after another coming in here talking to us. And we're here with another special guest.
Super excited to have Maddie from Memphis Mayfire. Thank you for taking the time with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Very nice to meet you. When I met you, the very first thing I said was, wow, your hair is like perfectly on point. And it turns out, you own a pomade company?
I do.
This is crazy. I love it. And it's called?
It's called On Point Pomade. And I started the company about two years ago, actually. And it's just been a roller coaster. Very cool, though. Wildly successful right off the bat. And people really love the product. And they're using it all over the world. And I can't complain.
That's going great. That's amazing. Yeah. Well, we have the best hair in radio. Everybody calls Baby Huey's hair
the best. We're
going
to get him
hair
to switch.
Yeah.
I was going to say, please.
We won't mention what you're using
okay.
right
yeah,
now.
That's totally fine. Yeah.
But we will get you to switch.
We're going
to
get you on point.
If I want to get it, where can I pick up some?
I've got about 130 cans on the bus right now. So
oh my
just
God!
Swing,
are you serious?
Swing over and I'll give you one. Yeah.
Hell yeah!
Come on over,
dude. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, he's so stoked.
Okay, for anyone else though listening or watching right now, where can they pick it up?
Best way right now is onpointpomade.com, the website.
Oh, perfect. Easy enough
totally.
To remember.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And so do you sell this with your merch, like out at the merch booth?
You know, no, I don't want to ever compete with the band's merch sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
if it's just the money's just coming to me, then it's not fair to everybody else.
That is very fair of you.
But we
like
travel
that.
With a barber. And I've got like a, you know, an On Point pomade tent that sits out in front of the bus. He cuts hair under it all day long and he sells pomade to people who he cuts. So, you know.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, how often do you get your hair cut?
I get cut every other day because we travel with a barber. You know what
okay.
I mean? So it's like usually it's just like an edge up straight razor on
yeah.
the, you know, whatever. And like just redo the taper in the back. Once every like 4 days, I'll redo the one all the way around and take some off the top every like week and a half.
Dude,
like
I want that like because I get mine every.
Dude, it's
weeks.
Crazy. It's crazy.
But like, even after like a week, you know, when it
know.
Starts coming in and like,
I know.
I'm like, I want to go back in there already, but
it's tough.
You
man.
Need to travel with a barber.
I'm sorry, Chaz. And now like the I roles reverse. Okay. We just talked to Monique from Safe Ferris.
Yeah.
We were geeking out
we
on
were
women's fashion.
Girling out big time.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Now we can geek out about guy stuff.
That's right.
Hair
yeah.
product.
I don't have any facial hair to speak of, but neither do you.
I yeah. know. I'm still waiting to go through puberty where my balls to drop.
So, yeah, no kidding. So does he do your beard too?
I do my own beard.
Oh, you do? Because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
also on point.
Thank you.
Do you
yeah.
put the pomade in your beard?
You could if you wanted
yeah,
to,
yeah.
but I never keep it long enough for any use for product
right.
in my beard. But yeah, you know, I always look at what my barber's name is Mikey, and I always look at what he uses, all of his different tools and everything, and I usually end up buying stuff that he uses. So like, I have like an Andis, like you know, close shaver I use on the beard for like the cheek lineup, neck lineup, stuff like that. But you guys probably want to talk about the band, right?
No, dude, I'm so envious of you.
Okay. I have to tell you, I mean, we've interviewed a ton of rock stars by far, and this is a huge compliment. You're the cleanest I've ever
Woo!
Seen.
Yeah.
You are seriously like
that's
every
what I like
little
to hear.
Hair is in place.
Yeah, yeah,
I love it,
dude. I
Thank
respect
you.
That. Like, I that's
yep.
what I want. I want to get my hair cut like just touched up every other day. That's my
over,
goal. In life.
Go hang out with Maddie.
Yeah, yeah,
on the bus.
Good. Well, so just I know we're coming towards the end of the Warped Tour. So how's just been this year's Warped Tour for you guys?
It's weird, dude. Like, I literally feel like we're at the halfway point right
really?
Now, and it's a long tour, right? It's like a 2 month tour,
yeah.
but it's like it went by so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I love Warped Tour. And we had such an amazing summer. It was my favorite summer on the tour yet. And maybe that's why it just feels like it shouldn't be over yet, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like such an eclectic group of bands, such a diverse group of people that come out, and we get to play for people that came to see Anti-Flag. And
right.
like, you know, it's just so rad. And like, what other tour ever would we be on tour with, say, Ferris.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like we might not ever get the chance to tour with Hatebreed in a club setting. Like
yeah.
being with them is amazing. And like, you know, Kevin, the way that he handles the tour is so amazing. You know, the catering's amazing. It's like, you know, rock and roll summer camp, and I wish it would never end.
We've been calling it the rock and roll circus, so I like summer camp
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So playing with all these different kinds of bands, do you have somebody specific, like when you first went out on this tour, you're like, yeah, I'm stoked to play with that band?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, like all the bands I just listed and the Ataris. You know,
yeah.
obviously, like if I'm just talking about our homies, it would be like Beartooth and Siler.
Right.
You know,
I love Siler.
Bands like that.
Yeah,
they're great,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a mix. It's like the homies bands, which are great, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and then bands that we would never get to tour with other than Warped Tour. And mm-hmm. getting to see them is amazing. So, it's great.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, and so for you guys, what's next after Warped Tour? Is there any big plans lined up for the rest of 2017?
Yeah, I mean, Warped hits every major American market, so we're going to stay out of America for the rest of the year.
Okay.
We're just going to go do one show in Johannesburg, South Africa in September, and then we're going to come back, headline a festival in Dallas. I said no America, but we are going to headline a festival in Dallas, and then we're going to go straight back into the studio in October with Kane Churko and do another record.
Nice.
Awesome.
Okay, so Johannesburg, why one show? You're going
it's
all
a festival.
That way.
They asked us to come headline it.
What is? Oh, well, yeah. If they ask you to come headline a festival, you might want to say yes.
Yeah,
what's the festival?
It's called Cranked Up.
Okay.
And it's cool. We know bands that have gone in the past and loved it. We're going to have a couple days off surrounding the tour. So my dad, he just bought a flight. He's going to come out and hang. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, he came out and saw us in Tokyo, too. He just likes to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to take us on, like, safaris and, like,
oh my God,
get to, like,
so rad.
You know, see, like, baby elephants and stuff. It's so cool. So I'm pretty fired up.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, was it the Sleeping with Sirens music video, right, where you guys had the big head? I was going to ask, do you still have that or own that at all?
The guys in Sirens might. I don't.
Okay. Not even your. Wait, they made one for you. I'm trying to remember.
They did. Oh,
they
yeah.
They made your face in that.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they made it. It was crazy, uncomfortable, but looked hilarious.
Right? Yeah. Super cool, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know what they did with those. And I don't know. Maybe they just tossed it. It was just like a bunch of paper mache, is what it was.
Okay.
And like some coloring. I don't know. But it was pretty awesome. Hopefully they kept it. Yeah.
Nice. It's probably just hanging up somewhere.
It probably is. Yeah, in somebody's warehouse or something like that.
Right.
That's really cool.
So you're going to back in the studio. Do you guys have stuff written already that you're going into recorder, or have you?
As long as we've been a band, Kellen has always written bass, drum, guitar, instrumental demos. Okay. I'll write lyrics over it, and then we'll come together. We've never written in the same room together, and we just tried it for the first time ever with our new single. It's called Virus, and we just put it out a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We got into the room together with Kane Churko, and we just built a song from the ground up, and it was magical because, I mean, if I wanted to go here with the melody, we could build the music around that, and if, you know, like the music needed to be here, I could just, you know, I had two other people there that, like, you know, to work with. It was just so good. And I think we're going to do it that way for this record too. Go in with nothing, build a whole record from the ground up and just make it organic like that.
So doing it different than you've done it really
ever before.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So we're really excited.
Do you expect a different sound because of that?
Yeah, I think a different sound because of that. Also a different sound because we, you know, Kane is a different style of producer than we've ever worked with in the past. But yeah, we're ready. We're always ready for change and excited about change. And we always want to be reinventing ourselves as a band and not stagnant. You know, if we ever write the same record twice, it's time to hang up the towel.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, we always like to end our interviews. We ask all of our rock stars this. It's our favorite question. Are you familiar with the movie Almost Famous?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So in the last frame of that movie, the question is asked, what do you love about music? So Maddie, what do you love about music?
Oh, man, there are so many things. But
and
I,
the pause is part of the answer. Don't worry about that. We love that because everyone always goes, huh.
Yeah. I love the ability to be a part of other people's story. Like, I get to sit in my studio at home and write songs that is so specifically about my life, but because we are all equally human, it relates to so many. And I get to travel the world and see people that don't even speak English singing these words back at me because they mean so much to them. And I mean, that is magic. So that's it.
Aren't you amazed how many different answers we get to this?
That's awesome.
The first time we've ever heard that answer.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
I love asking.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Really cool.
It's
well,
great.
Listen. Thank you so much for making the time today. We really appreciate it. I definitely want to get some of your pomade.
Definitely.
And we appreciate everything you do. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys come back here real soon.
Come over. We're Bus 34. I'm sure that Warped Tour will be over by the time this interview comes out. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
34.
Bus 34. Go get the on-point pomade.
Awesome.
Come
thank
hang
you
out.
So much. Appreciate
it.
Thank
course,
you.
Of course.